Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Just Another Podcast. Today we will be talking about the second test match that happened between India and Australia at Delhi. Once again, the test match just lasted under 3 days. And once again, it was India winning the match quite comfortably in the end and taking the series lead 2-0. But there was quite a lot happening in this test match and we'll talk about that in this episode. First, let's look at a quick recap of what happened. Australia won the toss and elected to bat first, but this time it was quite a surprise looking at the combination that they went with. They went with just one pacer in Pat Cummins and three spinners, Nathan Lyon, Todd Murphy and Kuhneman, who just flew into the squad. And another change was obviously Travis Head coming back in, who should have played the first test match itself. From India's side, there weren't too many changes. Shreyas Iyer, who was fit again, had come back into the team in place of Surya Kumar Yadav. This time Australia did start off pretty well. They got a 50 run opening partnership, particularly with Usman Khawaja getting bulk of the scoring. And David Warner also, to me, looked pretty good. In the first test, we saw that he wasn't moving his foot too much, but this time he obviously got his front foot forward and was looking to make a change. But I think, impressively, once again, it was the pacers, particularly Mohammad Siraj, who started the short pitch bowling. And that really troubled the Australian batsmen, particularly David Warner, who got hit twice. He then soon fell to Mohammad Shami, and that started a bit of a slide. From being 91 for 1, they lost Manish Labuschagne and Steve Smith, two of the best batsmen in the same over, to Ravichandran Ashwin. And Travis Head, who came back into the innings, went pretty much soon after the lunch break as well. Usman Khawaja was still playing very well at the other end. He was using his sweeps and reverse sweeps very effectively. And Peter Hanscom, who was kind of a tactical move in this tour of India, played spin really well. He was unbeaten with 72 in the end, and I think he looked the best batsman in the Australian lineup. Alex Carey got a beauty from Ashwin, but Pat Cummins, after a long time, contributed very well with the bat. He scored 33 of 59 balls, which kind of steadied the innings, along with Peter Hanscom, and they got 263, which was a big improvement from the first test, and also a pretty good score on this pitch. From India's batting, I think Rohit Sharma once again looked very good. And apart from that, Virat Kohli again, he scored 44 runs and looked very impressive while he was there at the crease. But the rest of the top order really struggled with Australia's spin. Particularly Nathan Lyon, I think he was bowling really well. And India were really struggling at one point at 139 for 7. But Akshar Patel and Ravichandran Ashwin played really well, Akshar Patel scoring 74 and Ashwin with 37, which in my view was the match-defining partnership, which took India to 262, just one run behind Australia. Australia in reply at the end of day 2 were in a commanding position, scoring 61 runs and losing just one wicket. David Warner was replaced by Matt Renshaw as the concussion substitute, but Travis Head surprisingly opened the batting and it was a great move. He ended up taking on the bowler and scored a quick fire 43, and Manas Labuschagne as well took the attacking approach as he scored 35. But on the day 3, it was really all downhill. I mean, from being 61 for 1, they had got bowled out for just 113. Ravindra Jadeja got his career best figures of 7 for 42, and Ashwin picked up 3 wickets, and that really put India in a winning position. Rohit Sharma came out all guns firing, scoring 31 of just 20 balls. And then in the end, they ended up winning comfortably by 6 wickets. Looking back at this match, I think Australia did learn from the first test match and their batting was much better in the first innings. Then after getting India all out for just 262, I think the game was really on, particularly after the short burst that Australia had with the bat at the end of day 2. Australia were slightly ahead and they could have really posed a serious threat to India. But in the first session of day 3, they completely lost the plot. Losing 9 wickets in a session, I mean, you don't really expect to come back from that. And it's particularly the manner of their dismissals. I mean, obviously, everyone has talked about their sweep shot, and it's a serious problem. The way they played, it's obviously a clear tactic that they had gone in with. And to me, it's very surprising that they chose that route. Every time a batsman fell to the sweep shot, it almost looked like they were surprised to see how low the ball bounced. But from day 1, we've been seeing that that's been the case. So I don't understand how they were surprised with it. And sweep shot on this pitch? I mean, we saw India batting, and we've seen India batting for a while. I don't think too many Indian batsmen are great sweepers of the ball. And still they've managed to score runs. So I think going by default to a sweep shot is not the answer, particularly at Delhi in these conditions where the ball is bouncing so low. We could clearly see that the Australian batsmen were missing the ball by a long, big margin. Yes, India did ball pretty well, but I think most of the wickets were just handed out. They had nothing much to do. They just had to ball straight, and the Australian batsmen did the rest for them. They just missed the ball completely and threw away their wickets for free. And if they're going to continue employing these sweep shots recklessly, I don't really see too much of a problem for India in the next two matches as well. Normally we see Australia, I mean obviously India are almost unbeatable at home, and that is always known. But I think from Australia, all we expected was a bit of a fight to make the test matches a bit more interesting to watch. But the first two test matches, both has ended up under 3 days, and that's not really a good sign. After the first two innings, especially first innings from Australia, I think there was a bit of a potential there, and the Australian bowling also did pretty well. So I thought there could be at least somewhere a close match in this game. But the way they folded in the second innings, I think it's a big problem for them. I think there were two massive game-changing moments for me in this game. One was in the first innings, where Ashwin picked up both Steve Smith and Manas Labuschagne in the same over. I think that was really big, because even going in the next two matches, for Australia to compete, I really feel that these two batsmen, Manas Labuschagne and Steve Smith, have to do the bulk of the scoring. They're the best two batsmen in the team, and have to put on more runs on the board for them. So I think that, and even after that, India were 139 for 7 at one stage, and Australia, I think that was their best chance to pounce on this moment and get India balled out for about 150. And with that huge lead, I mean, if India had to chase 200 in the last innings, I think that would have put serious amount of pressure on them, especially on this pitch, but that wasn't to be. I think Akshar and Ashwin's partnership was the match-defining partnership, and I think that's India's greatest strength, particularly playing at home. When you have Jadeja, Ashwin and Akshar Patel, who are great bowlers and also can contribute in this manner with a bat, I think it's really a nightmare for the opposition. Another thing is the pitches that India is producing. Lately, we've been seeing too many test matches end in just 2.5 or 3 days, and that's not really a great sign for test cricket. I mean, it's not just that the Australian or the touring teams are struggling with the bat, but it's also the Indian batsmen. I mean, if we see this test match itself, the Indian top order was struggling. If not for Akshar and Ashwin's partnership, it was probably going to be very tough. And looking at the performances of the top 5 Indian batsmen for a while now in India, it again doesn't look good. So I think the pitches are slightly, or in fact, extremely favored towards the spinners. And I think there can be a bit more balance and slightly more for the batsmen, which I think will make a great viewing for Test cricket. Looking ahead to the next Test match, particularly I think from Australia's point of view, there's a lot of thinking to do, both in terms of team combination and tactical decisions. Firstly, I don't think Australia really need to play 3 spinners. I was completely in for Kuhneman playing this Test match because I felt in the first Test match, 2 off-spinners bowling in tandem was a bit too much of the same, but after watching Kuhneman ball, I don't think he really posed too much threat to the Indian batsmen. I think his type of bowling is not going to threaten the batsmen much, particularly I think with the kind of pace he bowls, and he's really bowling too full and not really taking advantage of the low bounce and the natural variations that he can get. So probably they should still go in with Nathan Lyon and Todd Murphy as their bowling combination. And in place of the third spinner, they can really bring back a pacer. I think from Australia's point of view, Cameron Green and Mitchell Starc are both going to be available for the next test, and they should slot in straight away. David Warner is out with concussion, and also I think he has a fractured hand, so not really sure about his availability. So I would go with Khwaja and Head opening the batting for Australia in the next test match. And the middle order is kind of sorted, I guess, with Labuschagne, Smith, and then Hanscom playing, and Alex Carey obviously is the wicketkeeper, and Cameron Green should also play. And then going in with Cummins, Starc, and the 2 spinners, I think should be their best possible squad. But more than anything, I think they really need Manas Labuschagne and Steve Smith to step up and contribute. I think without these two getting big scores, I don't see Australia competing too much. Indoor is expected to be again a turner if possible, but it's supposed to be small grounds and can be batting friendly. So I think it's the best chance for Australia to get back into the series. From India's point of view, there shouldn't be too many changes. They're obviously on a winning streak and there's not too much to worry about. If anything, there's obviously the form of KL Rahul, which has been going down for a while. He was obviously unlucky to get out in the second innings of the Test match, but still, considering the way he has played for a long time now in Test cricket, it might be a decent option to get Shubman Gill in, who's been in the form of his life. He scored a double hundred in the recent ODI. He scored 100 in T20s, so he's just scoring runs everywhere he gets a chance and should probably do well against Australia in the Test match as well. So if anything, I think that's the one change that we can look forward to from India.